Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year to all of you. And I can't think of a better way to usher in 2026 than to be amongst family and friends and to inaugurate the man who will bring about a new era of progress, promise, and prosperity for New York City. Zora and I am so proud of what you have accomplished, and I'm filled with joy about what we will accomplish for our beloved city over the coming years. And so with that, let us begin. Please repeat after me and raise your right hand. I, Zoran Kwame Mamdani.
Zoran Kwame Mamdani.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Charter of the City of New York.
And the Charter of the City of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of.
The duties of.
The office of.
The office of.
The Mayor of the City of New York.
The Mayor of the City of New York.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
And that was the swearing-in of Zoran Mamdani as mayor of New York City, the self-confessed democratic socialist being sworn in a decommissioned subway station beneath the city streets. We're joined on the line by Terry Sheridan, senior editor of news at WSHU Public Radio. Terry, good morning and a very happy new year to you.
And a happy new year to you, Pat.
Now, I know you had about a flu. We were trying to talk to you before Christmas, but you were stricken. I hope you're well on the mend now.
I'm well on the mend. I still have a little frog in my throat, but now I've been back at work, so all is good.
All is good. Now, talk to me about how New Yorkers greeted the swearing-in of their new mayor.
Well, again, I think it's all a Rorschach test. If you believe in some of what Mamdani wants to do, talking about universal childcare, free buses, you know, making the city more affordable, you were very happy yesterday. If you are part of the business community, you had your doubts. And if you're part of some of the conservative media in the city, you actually were going after him for a variety of reasons. Now, one of the things that you heard in the clip that you just played was that Mamdani took the oath of office on the Quran, not the Bible. So that, again, was very controversial in some parts of the city. And Mamdani is become a lightning rod for people who do not like, well, for the MAGA movement, to point to what could happen if the MAGA movement fails, that it's people like Mamdani who's going to be taking over.
Yeah. Now, the question of Mamdani's democratic socialism, I mean, if you look at the governments in Europe, he would be probably to the right of many of those who would not consider themselves to be extreme at all. And he would be probably to the right in many ways of the government of Canada, where, you know, healthcare is available free. People don't go through their lives worrying about their next premium or whether or not they will go into incredible debt just to get fixed at a hospital.
Well, yes, let's look at the issue of universal childcare. You know, everyone's saying, oh, this is going to bankrupt the city. It's going to cost $15 billion a year. But New York City already has universal pre-kindergarten for 3 and 4 year olds. So this will just be moving it up 2 years. And again, families in New York City spend anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 per year for childcare. So if you have a working family where you have the mother and the father working, or a single mother working, that's a huge chunk of their salary. So by doing this, again, the thought is that, well, we will be making less welfare payments. We'll be making less food stamp payments.
Now, the characterization of...
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works. For members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Zamdami as some sort of a raving lefty, and that he would be judged also by the makeup of his cabinet, his administration. And he has control over so many positions in New York City that effectively he determines what way the city is going to run by his choice of personnel. Have people been shocked by his choices? Have they been delighted by his choices? Or is it more of the same, just with his nominees rather than other middle-of-the-road people?
I'll say all of the above. I mean, he has made some very safe choices in people who have vast experience in the city government, who are players, if you will. But one of his choices for the city fire commissioner is someone who has no experience as a firefighter, was a rescue worker, or worked in that form, but was never a firefighter. That has drawn condemnation from the more conservative elements in the city. But he has not surrounded himself mostly with any ideologues. It's been people who know how to run the police department, who know how to pick up the garbage, et cetera, like that. So with the exception of the fire commissioner, none of his appointments have been controversial at all.
Now let's move to Donald Trump and his activities. We referred earlier to his meeting with Netanyahu and with Zelensky in Mar-a-Lago. But I suppose more focus in the last 24 hours or so has come on his health. And he's been talking about why he bruises easily on his hands. It appears he's ODing on aspirin.
I mean, again, this was an interview in the Wall Street Journal. It was a print interview. But yeah, he doesn't like to exercise. He finds it boring. He says that he not only bruises easily because of the aspirin, but any blood he's been cut on the hands from a high five from Pam Bondi, the attorney general, whose engagement ring cut him and caused him to bleed at the Republican National Committee last year. So yeah, he's popping aspirin like Tic Tacs. But he says he's been taking it for 25 years against doctor's advice because he likes thin blood. He doesn't want his blood to be thick. Talked about his sleep schedule. He has a notoriously bad sleep schedule. Always had it. Past 40 years in New York City, was known to be up all night. But is tweeting and calling aides. We see him falling asleep in cabinet meetings, which he denies that he is doing, and claims that his health is perfect. and that he has good genes, and, you know, that's why he's there. But it also raised more questions than it answered. You know, again, he tried to put out the fire, so to speak, about whether he had a CAT scan or an MRI earlier this fall, or earlier in the fall, you know, where he said, well, no, I had a CAT scan, where originally he was saying he had an MRI, but didn't know where, and says he was sorry that he ever told people that he had it.
His sleep pattern obviously is very disrupted because he does his truth social posting in the middle of the night. And there was always the suspicion that maybe it was somebody else who was doing it on his behalf, who learned how to do it like Trump, just as Gavin Newsom has managed to actually tweet like Trump. It's a technique. But still, it's probably him a lot of the time. And the question then of appearing to fall asleep, he says he's just resting his eyes.
Well, yeah, I mean, resting your eyes is one thing. Resting your eyes and nodding your head to the side. I don't want to say snoring, but, you know, pretty much looking like you are asleep, that's a completely different thing. That was a criticism against him 2 years ago when he was in court, when he was on trial, that he would fall asleep at the defense table. So this is not a new accusation. This is something that's been going on now for several years.
We know that his focus is, you know, not very persistent. He'll look at Ukraine, then he'll look at Gaza, then he'll look at Venezuela, and he'll look elsewhere. He'll do anything but to avoid, I suppose, admitting that the economy is in some difficulty. But he's had some setbacks. He's decided that he's not going to push for National Guard deployments in Chicago, in Los Angeles, and Portland, Oregon. So that can be seen as something of a defeat. Maybe a setback might be a more appropriate word, because he hasn't given up on it. It's just not going to happen now.
It's not going to happen now, and he did it in order to avoid a defeat. So, for instance, the announcement that he made earlier this week that he was pulling the National Guard troops from, you know, the three cities, Portland, Los Angeles, and Chicago, a lot of it was based on one court, the Supreme Court, a couple of weeks ago saying you can't do it in Chicago. And the announcement that he made this week was right before a lower court was about to say, you know, you can't do this in Los Angeles. So in one way, just saying, well, everything is better now, we don't need to do it, was to avoid, you know, a defeat and having to be seen to pull it out. I think it's very important to point out, though, that the courts have not ruled that he can't do it at all. It depends upon what the governor wants. So, for instance, in New Orleans, which is a Democratic city in a Republican state, the troops are there. They're going there. The same thing in Memphis, Tennessee, where troops are going into the city. So it's not a complete loss, nor is it a complete victory. But no, it was embarrassing for him because the three cities that he picked were the three cities that he said he needed to fix.
Yeah. The other disappointment for him, I suppose, is his presiding over the Kennedy Center. I'm reluctant to call it the Trump and Kennedy Center, and acts pulling from the repertoire for the coming year, and indeed for the New Year repertoire. They're saying, we're not doing it. We didn't sign up for this.
No, absolutely. I mean, we had the Christmas Eve concerts were canceled. The New Year's Eve concerts were canceled because the artists specifically said it was because of the renaming of the facility, of the actually the memorial. It is a memorial building to President Kennedy. It wasn't because he took it over, but it was because they felt that he, and I'm using their words, that he desecrated the site with the adding of his name. Of course, the response from MAGA and from the Kennedy Center is, one, they're going to sue the artists who pulled out for breach of contract, and then, you know, saying, hey, this shows you that you, meaning the artists, are closed-minded, that you're not going to perform for people who you disagree with. So, but, I mean, again, it's just something that more and more artists pulling out or not even booking the facility.
Finally, I mean, we don't know how Venezuela is going to play out, and whether they've hit something on land. They targeted one particular facility, and who knows whether there'll be more involvement there. But we'll just have to wait and see. But the thing that will not go away is the Epstein files, more and more files being uncovered, more and more unease about the private life of Donald J. Trump.
The Epstein files, again, I don't want to say it's a time bomb because it's been out there for a long time. But again, the fact that there was a dump on Christmas Eve, the fact that the first bunch that was released, according to the law that Donald Trump signed himself, had stuff in it that was that implicates Donald Trump. I mean, again, it's all files. It doesn't mean it's proven. But there was a lot of Donald Trump in there and a lot that was redacted, as they found out, because they did a very poor job of redacting it. And one of the things that you could do with the first bunch of files that they released was if you cut and paste and put into another Adobe Acrobat program, you could see what was redacted. And what was redacted involved Donald Trump a lot of the times.
So we'll see what 2026 delivers in terms of the Epstein files on Donald J. Trump. But Terry Sheridan, Senior Director of News at WSHU Public Radio. Terry, thank you very much and a very happy new year to you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.